Fed officials are gathering for a two-day policy meeting starting tomorrow where they'll decide whether to cut interest rates or keep them where they are. The Federal Reserve is under mounting pressure to act as trade tensions between the U.S. and China continue. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So there's been a lot of pressure mounting for the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, to react to some slowdown in the economy, including the slower job growth in May. Earlier this month, he said the Fed would act as appropriate to sustain the economic expansion with a strong labor market and inflation near that 2% objective. Is the Fed, as you see it right now, likely to decide to cut interest rates?
I think the odds are that they're going to cut, but not at this meeting particularly. Right now, we're looking at maybe a 20% chance of a rate cut this time around. And I should add to your description of the economy slowing down, again, that inflation target seems to be a very big deal because we got some information last week that showed that inflation, as the way the Fed measures it, is really falling short. They're targeting, as you said, 2.2%. It's down at 1.6%. So I think that both sides argue for a rate cut. Not sure it'll happen this time.
And the other thing is that as you look at least the stock market, which is, of course, not the economy, but one measure of what's going on, it seems to go up and down with whatever happens with the trade war with China. And one wonders whether the Fed ought to wait until there either is or isn't a trade deal with China to decide what to do.
Well, that's the argument, I think, for waiting until July, that you'll get one more month worth of data, but you'll also see what happens at the G20 summit that occurs at the end of this month. Maybe President Xi and President Trump sneak off into a corner and decide, hey, you know what? This trade stuff, bad for both of us. Let's try to get the talks back on track. So that might be an argument for the July meeting. Wait till we see whether or not we have any escalation or de-escalation of the trade war with China.
Meanwhile, speaking of the trade war with China, this week companies are testifying before the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative about new tariffs on Chinese goods. What are you expecting there? Could these hearings have any impact?
Well, this is about yet another round of tariffs on about $300 billion worth of Chinese goods that have not yet seen any tariffs. Now, this would be much more far-ranging. It would include all sorts of devices like your phones and your laptops, clothing. And I think these businesses are really worried about this next round. We know that retailers have gone directly to the White House to say, this could be devastating for us. This is exactly the moment where we're buying for the holiday season. Please, please, please don't do it. Then again, they've said this before, and the president has moved forward. So I just don't know how effective it's going to be. Maybe this time it will. Maybe not.
Have you noticed any differences in prices because of the trade war in general?
I have not particularly in my life, but I think part of the problem that we all have is that we have so many different price points of different items in our lives. They all kind of mudge together. Mm-hmm. So overall, I think that the fact that inflation is running a little bit tepid helps the argument that it's not that big a deal in most Americans' lives.
Sounds like your dogs have noticed some changes.
Yes, they're very upset about their dog food, indeed.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thank you.
Take care.